Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all! Woo!
What's up, peoples?
Hey, Sherry, what are we dishing about today, mommy?
Oh, yikes, Chewy. Well, Kim Kardashian reveals the one ex she regrets being with, and their name begins with the letter K.
And 50 Cent is determined to get in Tia Marie's bag one way or another.
Also, our friend Andrew Freundhunden sits down with Hanson to dish about their time on The Masked Singer and much more. But first, Brad, what's going on, niece?
Oh, Lord, it looks like there's been a ceasefire between Wendy Williams and Nicki Minaj, y'all. Now, we all know in the past that the two divas have thrown major shade and nasty rumors about each other's relationships and everything in between, honey. But a miracle happened on Wendy Williams' show yesterday. The queen of all media actually gave the raptress her flowers by calling her a legend and an icon, y'all. Take a look.
But Nicki, to me, is definitely an icon and definitely a legend. She's done things that these young girls haven't even touched, even though they have hit music. But Nicki is different than the rest.
Wow.
Wait, but it gets better. Nicki saw the clip on a fan's page and commented, "You are an icon and legend as well at Wendy's show." So right now, it seems like it's all love between the two ladies, and this makes me happy.
Oh, I love this.
Now, but Sherry, this is the first nice thing Wendy has said, honey, about Miss Nicki Minaj, honey. So do we trust these two divas? Can they keep the peace, Sherry?
I honestly think they can't, but I'm glad that it's happening for the season that it is happening in. Mm. I think, you know, something else is going to happen, and Wendy is going to go there, and Nicki's going to clap back. And so this is how Wendy has been her entire career, so to expect something different. Although I will say, Gary, as you get older, it takes a lot more energy to keep all that drama going, and maybe Wendy, after that dog on Jocelyn, was like, you know what? I can't do this no more.
What about you, Portia? Like, Nicki forgiving Wendy, is that like the mommy glow up? Because when you have children, you just don't have time for the pettiness anymore, right?
You don't. Oh my God. Listen, when you have kids, it could be your worst enemy. If they decide to turn the cheek and be sweet, you're going to be sweet right back because you just don't have time for it. Nicki ain't getting no sleep. Nicki getting her snatch back together. She ain't got time for no drama, honey. Yeah.
You putting all that milk out and breastfeeding, you ain't got no energy to be clapping at nobody.
You be like, thank you. Nicki over there like, thank you, bitch. Thank you.
Well, it looks like if Kim Kardashian had one wish, she would erase a certain ex from her past, starting with the letter K. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not Kanye. So in a new clip from the upcoming Keep It Up with the Kardashians episode, Kim shared that she's not ready to talk about her relationship with this ex to her children. Check it out.
At what point do we sit them down and say, like, you're allowed to either go through these seasons and see what, like, mom and dad did all these years? I want to see.
I don't really want to explain, like, who Chris Humphries is.
See, that butt, that is your life. That is your past.
That's who you're worried about? That's the guy you're worried about? You're worried about that goofy NBA guy. Okay. You're not worried about... Okay.
But the thing is, it's a part of your story. You know what I'm saying? Like, this completely happened. So, like, I mean, even though the marriage is only 72 days long, do you think Kim should or shouldn't tell her kids?
She shouldn't tell her damn kid, but she shouldn't tell her kids about how she was a flutist with Ray J. I would tell my kids about daddy, and I would want daddy raised.
Right, but I feel like at the end of the day, if you was going to be embarrassed about anything, why would you be embarrassed about a husband? It's not like it's just somebody she slept with. That was your husband, and that is okay.
I feel like if anything, she should block the internet to where, like, her kids can't pull up anything with Ray in it. Ray Bans, the movie Ray with Jamie Foxx in it.
Right.
Well, moving on, if you look up rapper 50 Cent in the dictionary, it might say Petty King next to it. Ooh, and reality star Tierra Marie knows exactly what we're talking about. Oh, my gosh. So reportedly, 50 filed a writ of execution
against Tierra after multiple attempts to collect $37,733.50.
Oh, wow.
A judgment, so I know, a judgment that he won in 2018. Wow. You know, 50 don't let nothing go. So after Tierra sued him for revenge porn, y'all remember that?
Yes. We all know that 50 Cent is worth millions, okay? So right. I think that he is fighting this because it's a matter of, you know, the Me Too movement. He don't want his name attached to exploiting any woman whatsoever. I'm not taking up for him. I'm just saying that I think to him is principle.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, every time 50 Cent got sued by somebody, he had to pay. So he sued this person and won. So if you gotta pay, you gotta pay.
Yeah. And it's also, speaking of that, HK, that means that 50 wants the sheriff or some official to confiscate all of Tierra's property or assets. Because, you know, like you said, he does not play about his money.
It's not the idea that he don't play about his money. He's just being petty with him, Sherry. He needs to leave that damn girl alone. But the rumor is, though, she allegedly let the world know that he wasn't working with nothing, honey, in the bedroom. So that's why he's so pissed off with her.
Ooh.
So now that's
why. Wait, I don't know that part of the story. That's a part of the story, too. That's some new tea.
But don't you think it might be a win-win for 50? Because he could employ her in one of his shows, then give her like a little small part, take it away. Like, give her a good part, then take it away. That's an actor's nightmare. Like, you get a really good part, and then they take it away from you. Then garnish the wages.
Oh, Lord, that's your indentured servant. Lord, have mercy.
Okay, everyone, Sherry is back at it, y'all, blessing us with another episode from her podcast, Two Funny Mamas, and even had a special guest on the show, our very own Gary with the T. Yikes, take a look.
And I said, I would like to put in a bid for Trevor Noah. And Gary, what did you say to me?
But I told Sherry she could always be the help. So, you know, she could be the help, honey, and, you know, do things that the wife wouldn't want to do, which is everything.
All right.
You knew what you was getting into.
Yeah, she looked like Miss Spencer, girl, so, I mean, I thought maybe the help was, I mean, I thought it was a good part.
Make sure you listen to my full conversation with Gary on my podcast, Two Funny Mamas, wherever you find your podcast. It's out tomorrow, Thursday. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, Kim Whitley and I have an amazing live virtual show this Friday, so make sure you don't miss it. Friday, May 21st at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can still get your tickets at rushtix.com. You do not want to miss this. This is going to be stupid here. Hysterical.
I can't wait to be a guest on it too, Sherry.
I will have you, Chewy. You know I'm going to.
Well, switching gears for a second, we also would like to take our time and send our condolences out to the family and friends of comedian, actor, and writer Paul Mooney, who we just found out passed away. May he rest in peace.
Now, Heidi, I hear you have even more tea, honey, on my good Judy Wendy Williams.
Thanks, Gary. You know, it seems that Wendy Williams was destined to be a talk show host. According to a profile that was done recently by The New Yorker, it seems that Wendy Williams had a tendency to ask nosy questions, even as a kid. Wendy revealed she would ask things like, Aunt Marilyn, is that new hair? Are you wearing a wig? She added that her parents even, because kids are just honest. So, like, I'm just curious. Really do. That sounds so familiar. She added her parents even had code names for her to keep her under control. For instance, they would say, hey, TL.
TL was
too loud.
Too loud.
Or they'd say, TF. TF.
Too far?
Too fast.
Too fast, okay.
Or, Wendy, TM. TM.
Too much.
Too much, Wendy.
Oh, okay, so she knew where to stop.
And I want to thank her parents because they've really given me a great idea on how to handle Frank Kramer when things are just too much. When you get out of hand, perhaps I'll say, hey, TH.
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 Too high.
Too high.
Oh, too high. Okay. I can play.
Or, hey, BB.
Big boy.
Bad breath.
Okay.
Well, it's with all that smoking. You got a little cotton mouth. You got a cotton mouth. Or, hey, Frank, AH.
Ass hat.
Close.
What?
Asshole.
Oh, the hole. Ass. Thank you, GC.
Yeah! Genuine cutie.
She got it.
I knew it. Is it the dimples?
Well, I was also bossy as a kid, so don't move. Oh. We got more DN when we're coming back.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, once again, it's time for Portia's Baby Report. All right, well, you know who just became a father for the first time, guys? Jason Derulo. That's right, Jason Derulo. Amazing TikTok star. That's right. The singer and his girlfriend, model Jenna Frumes, welcomed a son May 8th. That's right. Now, Jason shared this video and said, "The happiest day of my life, bringing our baby boy, Jason King Derulo, home. He's so lucky to have such a strong, caring hero of a mother." That's right. Now, Chewy, how sweet is this? Does it make you want kids?
It did actually get me baby fever. And in all seriousness, congratulations to my friend Jason Derulo. He's going to be an amazing father. And congrats on your new bundle of joy. Beautiful, beautiful. I love it.
That kid is going to have fun growing up.
It had to have happened during COVID because I remember watching Jenna and Jason do all of their TikToks. And that's what kept me going a lot during the pandemic because they both were so funny and playing pranks.
I need to see somebody holding the baby that's not Jason or his girlfriend just so we can know it's not a TikTok prank.
I wish you would have named the baby TikTok.
It has a ring to it.
Okay, y'all, listen up. If you already get stressed out by flying on an airplane, you really ain't gonna like this one. According to the travel site View from the Wing, airlines in the U.S. might start checking passengers' weights at random. They could either weigh you or ask you for your weight. This would be for smaller planes carrying 70 passengers or less. They're doing this because the estimates they've been using are so outdated. The current estimate for a male passenger, y'all, with a carry-on is 190 pounds. And for a female passenger, with a carry-on, it's 150 pounds. Apparently, the weight checks would be voluntary, and if you decline, they would just select another person at random.
Brad, I got a question. Is my ass considered a carry-on? Okay, because...
Yes,
Yes, ma'am.
It's considered a wagon.
Yes, you're not even supposed to have no other luggage but your ass. It's your purse and your ass. That's all you carry on the plane.
And I'm scared because one of Sherry's wigs is 150 pounds, so I don't know about Sherry traveling anymore.
None of the women on this show will be able to fly, honey. Let's just keep it real, honey. None of y'all flying.
We're on a 70-passenger plane, Brad. Portia would be the first one I complain about. Her ass and your hair, Brad. You got all of that elaborate hair, them braids, rubber bands.
Don't do that. Don't now, Sherry.
Yeah, that diamond you got on your finger, Portia. That way a lot.
Blood diamond.
Diamond, I don't know, y'all.
You got to check that diamond.
I got a platano I'm bringing too, Sherry, so be careful.
Oh, what is a platano?
You don't know what a platano is? Google it, Gary.
Tell me.
All right, so if you want beautiful white teeth, we got just the deal for you. It's a 2-pack of White Tonight Natural Teeth Whitening Pens.
Each pen contains 30 applications, which means you get 60 total from the 2-pack.
They're safe for your tooth enamel because there's no harsh chemicals, colors, flavors, or sweetener.
And each pen features a beautiful Swarovski crystal cap. So, head cracker, to tell everybody how much.
Now, let me tell you something. These teeth whitening pens have been seen as high as $80 for two. But for Dish Nation fam, you'll get two for just $25. That's something to smile about. Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, Andrew Freud talks to the Russian Dolls, a.k.a. Hanson from The Masked Singer, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am sitting here with the Russian Dolls, a.k.a. Hanson. Welcome to Dish Nation, guys.
Thank you very much.
We like to reverse that. Hanson, a.k.a. the Russian Dolls. You know, exactly. It feels like, no.
I don't know. I think we could actually lean into it even more, though, and go, the artist formerly known as the Russian Dolls, now revealed to be Hanson.
Oh, that would be good. Or we could just say, Babushka.
I'm leaving. You guys can take over the show. How hot was it in there? Because it seems like it was freaking hot in there.
Yes, I was extremely hot inside of the doll, and I think we all were very
humble,
yeah. We were all kind of taking on the experience, embracing the fact that it was not about comfort so much. It was really about suffering for your art, you know?
Right. Isaac, was it okay being so close to your brothers? I mean, because you guys, I mean, how much closer can you get?
I really don't want to be that close to Zach or Taylor. Ever again, really, frankly.
Yeah, I mean. So Isaac would be singing essentially into my ear, you know, while puppeting the doll mouth. You know, and it was hard to hear yourself think, but you know, you do it and you make it work, and you know that people outside aren't seeing that. They don't even know how many people are in there.
You know? Isaac, talk to me about, because I, you know, the judges, when they throw out their guesses, I mean, you were Devo, you were the Joe Bros.
I was actually particularly intrigued by Robin Thicke's obsession with Sugarland.
Yes.
I thought I was intrigued by that.
Zach, did you guys have any say in what your costume looked like? Who determines that?
Absolutely. So when the producers called us, you know, they were like, we want you to be a group. We've never had a group. We think this is, you know, a thing that will be a first time curveball. And then the idea of really continuing to keep people guessing at how many people are in this group. Is it two? Is it three? Is it four? But the Russian Dolls was one that it kind of just worked for everybody, because in real life, when you get a Russian nesting doll, you kind of go, how many are in this thing?
I know you have a new album out. What can you tell us about the new record?
The new record's coming out unique way, one song at a time. The first song is called Anna Lee. And so every month there's going to be essentially a new single. So new single release, new video. You can pre-order the album on our site because it's a long pre-order. We'll be until November. You can pre-order it and you can get it as a physical copy, but essentially it's not a complete album until November.
Zach, tell me some little known facts about your two brothers. What is something we would be surprised and shocked to know about them?
Like dun dun dun,
or wow. Just like, oh,
Taylor's the only brother who can spell.
Oh.
And Isaac had 5 wisdom teeth.
That's interesting.
I'm not even sure those are true.
All right, Isaac, wrapping this up, what's something you can tell me about Zach?
Zach is as bizarre as he seems on TV.
I thought you were going to say he's a liar.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Be sure to check out all new episodes of The Masked Singer airing Wednesdays only on Fox. The finale is a stone's throw away. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break. See ya.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Well,
yes,
who
yes,
knew? Yes, very exciting. Who knew Gwyneth Paltrow and Kim Kardashian are friends?
What?
I guess I never really knew that, apparently. Yeah, when Kim posted a series of photos of her kids posing with Rob's daughter, Dream, it received 3 million likes and a ton of comments, obviously. But one of the comments was from Gwyneth Paltrow, and under the post, Gwyneth wrote, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Oh, yeah. Still, my God, stop it. It's too cute, is what I'm guessing is what it means.
Yeah. It's going to kill me.
So apparently, I mean, I think they're friendly.
I think she sent her a candle, one of those orgasm candles.
Oh, that's right.
And then a month later, she sent her a vibrator. So I'm thinking, hey, Kim is single. Gwyneth might be taking her shot.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're funny, Frank. I didn't even think that.
They'll be gooping on each other, Frank.
Who's the most famous person in your phone right now?
Oh,
Bobby Brown.
Really? Bobby Brown?
So, yeah, I've been people surprised that I'm friends with Bobby Brown.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's your prerogative to be friends with whoever you want.
The most famous person in my phone is probably Khloe Kardashian.
Wow. Really? And Chewy?
Chewy? Oh, wow. Cool.
We have some history, but we won't talk about that. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.